As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people.
I also had to make an emergency run to the store this morning because I ran out of coffee.
From LibertyStickers.com,
I never do that.
I got
closets full of coffee.
LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do with all the pantyhose, but I got the chocolate, I got the coffee, and I got the back.
And the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you
probably
increased
not.
Mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com.
So we have the collage, economic warfare. We start with Treasury Secretary John Snow's speech to the press club.
Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for
it's
more power and mileage.
It's a pretty long clip, so we won't want to waste too much time. Now if we want to bring that up in the first
chainsaw, generator, like, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience
ultrasonic
power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV.
Really,
visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small
company,
but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty.
It's 4 minutes,
visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory.
Start with that, and then we come back to it.
Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules.
So we'll have enough time for a brief setup from you.
Or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
in the bond market. The mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage moves up to 4.54%, up from 4.52 a month ago. The 30-year moves down at 4.98% from 5.07% a year ago. Yeah, and back to you, Vicki. Vicki, we've got a whole bunch of stuff that you've got on your website. It's www.channelingreality.com, folks. It's channelingreality.com. You click on the, you look at the homepage there, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link right on her homepage of her website. Click on that Become Vocal Local link, and you'll bring up the Become Vocal Local page, which has for today a collage, economic warfare and the corporate takeover of America. The first thing on deck is a an audio clip that you want us to play about Treasury Secretary John Snow. Give us just a little bit of an intro to that, and then we'll go ahead and play that clip. We still have a few minutes left in this section.
Okay, yeah. This was a clip that from a speech that he did to the National Press Club in 2004. It was shortly before he resigned, and it's kind of a starting point for knowing what the status of the economy was in 2004, which seems to be a key year for exposing what was going on beneath the surface.
Okay, let's put that in right now while we still have time.
In modern economic history that I'm aware of, where we've had so many shocks to the system, so many blows, so many body blows, absorbed in so compact and short a period of time. Starting in March 2000 with the beginning of the bursting of the bubble that took $7 trillion, that bursting of the bubble, $7 trillion out of the economy of the United States. $7 trillion. $7 trillion is an awful lot of wealth. It's the size of the economy, to put it in perspective, of Spain and Italy and France and the UK. That's the amount of wealth that came out of this economy. And then we had the recession. The president, of course, inherited an economy in pretty steep decline. I knew it was in decline when he took office. I knew it because being a transportation executive, transportation being a leading indicator, I could see the decline in our car loads, container loads, barge loads, logistics, warehousing activities, truck loads. In the summer of 2000, I remember being invited to Austin and asked by some of the president's advisors to offer some comments at this gathering. And I said to him, and this was president-elect in January of 2000, and one, Mr. President, you're inheriting a recession. Well, of course, the National Bureau of Economic Research documented that fact just a couple of months later. So we had the collapse of the equity markets, huge effects. I think we're still having some after effects from that. We had the recession. Then we had 9/11. 9/11 didn't just hurt the economy of New York. It hurt the economy of this country. It affected many industries. I was out in Ohio last week talking to a congressman who said, 9/11 had a dramatically adverse effect on my district because we have airline industry suppliers in this district and their orders just fell through.
I think you better cut that. It was longer than I thought.
Okay, go ahead then, Vicki. Give us a little summary of what you heard there in that presentation by Treasury Secretary John Snow.
Okay, well, that was the real status of the economy, and I don't know if anybody remembers, but at the time, all the media, the information in the media was that the economy was booming, and that was when I was really heavy into studying the outsourcing. Because, of course, my friends online, a bunch of us were collectively together watching the economy and seeing the disparity between what the media was saying and what we were reading about in local media, the local newspapers, even, the big local newspapers. And so there was a disconnect between what we were hearing in the national and local. And when I heard this clip, this speech by Treasury Secretary Snow, it really puts it all into perspective what the true status of the economy was.
We're going to find out more about that as we go through today's broadcast, folks. Well, we talked about budgeting yesterday. We've talked about it in the past. The study of Economics 101, folks, you can go back and listen through the archives. But all of this stuff depends upon accurate reporting, honest reporting, prompt and speedy reporting if you can. How can you forecast the future when you're working with information that is years and years old? And as we go through the various clips and discussions this morning, folks, you're going to see that we're really we're not getting the full meal deal, as many of you know. But even those that are supposedly in the know, the decision makers, they're working with a half a deck of cards. They're missing all of the jokers. They don't have any of the deuces. All of their wild cards are gone, and they're just kind of pulling it from air. But as we know, liars figure, but figures don't lie. And so the figures catch up with these liars, and we have to deal with it. So we're going to go into a break. We're going to come back out of the break, Vicki. We'll go back into the next piece of information that we've got and continue today's broadcast. Folks, stay with us, and your calls are always welcome.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide.
Now, let's see what's the next one going to be. It's going to be.
At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum packed.
That we're going on. This is the .com fraud list.
HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and
not just
to allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
I just need to know which one we want to open. I've already got them opened up. Does it come up? It comes up as the .com fraud list.
And change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Okay. Yeah, I can glance through it. I don't know a damn thing where we're going.
Now, the next clip. The world without leaving your home.
The next clip is going to be
Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you can imagine.
I don't have
pages of their books.
That's an important
Adventures
one.
Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore.
It's the Congressional Budget Office
around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Econ, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
The timing as well, and I'm going to
ask. How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Thank you.
fifth grade will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties.
I copied all of these down clips into a Winamp
format. You to do your part.
The time has come for you to take action
and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, visiting today as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Becoming mostly a co-host on Tuesdays and Thursdays, certainly. I've been having a lot of fun on these broadcasts, but her website is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of that website, folks, you can find the Become Vocal Local link. Click on that. It'll open up the page for Become Vocal Local, where she's posted the material that we go through on a daily basis here. This is the 1117 list, and you titled it, the collage, Economic Warfare and the Corporate Takeover of America. These aren't just specious words. These aren't just things you could dream up in the blogosphere, folks. This is a corporate takeover of this country. And so let's listen to this next clip. It's a in 2004, the Congressional Budget Office Director, Douglas Holtz Eakin. He's the Accounting Fraud, IRS, 1990s, Robert Rubin, Treasury Secretary, IRS Modernization Program, etc. Let's listen to it now. Get it going.
The timing as well, and I'm going to ask Secretary Olson this as well. Could you walk through the timing from... you know, obviously, we want to know what's coming in right now. As an example, we want to know what the revenue picture is right now, or for that matter, in order to make a budgetary decision for next year's budget as we're writing it. Let's say, when will we? I mean, and so you're using projections. When will those projections become final reality. This is what actually did occur during that period of time so that you can have a look back and see, I mean, what's the time frame? I've heard some people describe it as much as, you know, years, not days, weeks, or months. So could you describe the timing on that?
One might like to think that in putting together our summer update, which will be out in a month or so, that we will be looking at completed 2003 data and projecting forward from that. It's not the case. We're building off of
data. But we don't even have last year's data.
No, we're building off data from 2001 as our fundamental actual facts about the individual income tax, for example. So the first thing we have to do is project a couple of years of history and then build a 10-year budget projection on top of that. So timely access to comprehensive data is something that I think anyone in this business would argue would be very useful. It won't be a panacea, but it would be a very useful comp.
But it's 3 years old.
Yeah.
So we're just now, most members do not know this, that we are 3 years behind getting actual data for what occurred, we're not getting today's data. We're getting data that occurred back in 2001 as final close the books actuals of what's going on. And based on that, you then begin to use that as a way to project what's going to happen 2005 and beyond.
More fairly, that's the access to individual tax return data so that we know the distributions across people, for example. We do know more recently what receipts have come in. The Treasury reports daily Treasury statements, monthly Treasury statements, but those totals don't reveal some of the distributions that I tried to emphasize can be very important. And, for example, as firms send in their tax payments, we don't know the division between those tax payments, which are for payroll taxes, Social Security, and off-budget items, versus those which are income taxes. The money comes in. It's divided based on historical patterns, and we try to guess that division. But simply knowing that division would be extremely useful in distinguishing between those things which are, you know, meat and potatoes, wages and salaries, which give you payroll taxes and other aspects of economic activity.
Well, there you go, folks. Age-old information, and we're trying to build a budget on that, the Congressional Budget Office. Vicki, your comments?
It's really important to understand the timing on all of that, because what you just heard was classic accounting fraud. And they did it based on timing and in the way that they reported the data. And what he was talking about was the important part of that is the tax receipt data. Now, everybody knows that you have to file your income taxes by April 15th. For corporations, they have to get their W-2 statements out in the mail by about January 20th or end of January at the very latest, so that you can get your tax returns done by April 15th. And even if you don't file your taxes on April 15th, you have to then file an extension, and I think, I don't know what it is, 6 months or something like that. But what they did is to fix the account. You see, Robert Rubin was head of Treasury, and he took charge of the IRS modernization program. And so the reporting of tax receipts and so forth, what came to Treasury, that goes right back on Robert Rubin's head and the guy that he hired to head up the IRS. And I forget what the guy's name is, but it doesn't really matter, because what they did is to set it up in such a way so that the data, the actual data coming in, was a lag time of 3 years. So that gave them a three-year window where they had all of this corporate accounting, corporate tax returns saying that the economy was booming according to their filings, while at the same time, jobs were being exported, massively exported over to India. There were record bankruptcies, record foreclosures that were not being reported in the media. What was being reported in the media was booming housing starts. And that's where the, you know, the mortgage fraud kind of comes into play, because they were saying there's booming housing starts, so therefore the economy is doing really well because it's booming. They had the corporate income to cover up for the loss of the individual income from the massive job losses of white-collar jobs that were being exported.
And so mom and pop America that are out there investing in the stocks and things like that, and your local town council that's trying to decide on how to position or place funds, their pension funds and things like that. They're working on information and they're hearing things in the news. They're watching the tickers and so on and so forth based on information that is years, sometimes old. It's kind of like talking about a hiking trip, and everybody's talking about how the people were so happy when they got out of the trucks and vans and they put on their backpacks and all of that. And so we constantly focus on the beginning of the trip, but nobody's talking about the fact that this party in the woods encountered a grizzly bear just 3 miles down the trail. They're all being slaughtered while everybody in the reporting agencies are all talking about how nice it was and how brightly dressed they were.
Well, it was actually the Congress that was getting the old information. They were the ones that had the wool pulled over their eyes.
Congressional Budget Office. So the Congressional Budget Office is coming in and making reports to Congress on information that is not just specious, but it's completely antique.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so that's why Clinton was able to say, oh, budget surpluses for as far as the eye could see. That wasn't really true. It was accounting fraud.
Okay, definitely bad news. Well, that's why we like to have you come and join us, Vicki.
I know.
My goodness. Well, where do you want to go? Let's see what we've got coming up next. We've got another clip. We've got only a minute to go. So, you know, what do we go ahead and close out this segment. What else do we know about what we just heard, and what are some more of your thoughts on that? We've only a minute left.
Well, we could do a whole show on what I have on what happened in terms of the accounting during that period of time. But something interesting is that on November 9th, 2001, after September 11th, and they know how bad the economy is at that point, Bush signed an agreement with Vajpayee of India for technology transfer. And I just think the timing on that was just so incredibly interesting. You know, 9-1-1, we get hit, and then 119, Bush stabs us in the economic jugular. But we were already stabbed, so it was like kind of like, you know, we were bleeding from one side, and then he hits the jugular on the other side.
Okay, well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Much more to come in this two-hour broadcast. We're 45 minutes into it, and lots to go. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale prices. You can also save 50 to 90% 10% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you
yeah,
have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Yeah, we've returned once again, and yes, indeed, it is quite a bit of a collage here as we get a better picture of the basic fundamental principles of this economic warfare and corporate takeover of America. I want to give us a little bit of a background on the next clip, Professor Allison Stanger.
Of the Roehatten Center for International Affairs. Yeah, we're kind of skip-hopping through history here because these are kind of like hitting the high points of on our road to fascism. And so I wanted to, first of all, show the economic warfare that based on the accounting fraud that becomes clear, you know, in retrospect. And then this weekend I listened to this presentation by Professor Stanger. And she wrote a book called One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power and the Future of Foreign Policy. And she filled in some blanks for me, and so I wanted to share them with everybody. So let's do that first clip, the corporate diplomacy.
Okay, the YouTube clip?
Yeah, that's a very short clip.
Okay, well, here we go then.
My area of study is American foreign policy and regionally Eastern Europe or Central Europe. And I noticed that there were these security companies popping up in all sorts of strange places in the Balkans. I talked to a colleague who worked on Latin America, and lo and behold, in places like Colombia, they were there too. I started wondering, what are these private security companies doing? And I started realizing that they were, in a sense, executing American foreign policy. But I looked at security contractors and realized that this is just only a piece of the puzzle. That actually, you know, in the areas of diplomacy, in the areas of development, as well as in the areas of defense, the government was increasingly turning to the private sector to do its business. When I talk about the privatization of power, I mean it in two ways. One, I mean the government is outsourcing all these functions it used to take care of itself and having either private companies or NGOs execute the government's business. That's one aspect of the privatization of American power. But the second aspect of the privatization of American power is that individuals can now, in a sense, make their own foreign policy if they don't like what the government is doing.
Okay, there you go. Pretty powerful.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing that really struck me there was the Balkans. And I'm positive that what they were doing is building that global transportation system. The global supply chain, because it really did start in the Eastern Bloc countries with that nuclear threat initiative that we've talked about in past broadcasts, you know, where this logistics system was designed and built supposedly to enable the tracking of nuclear materials from the former Soviet bloc countries to their disposal site to make sure that none of the materials, you know, slips off into the hands of terrorists or criminals or whoever, you know. And so what she did, and I always wondered, you know, what were we doing in the Balkans? But it has to be that in implementing this global supply chain system, of course, that's where you have the Muslims coming together right up next to a Christian country. That's kind of like the boundary. And that's where you get into the problem of our banking system versus their banking system. And so I think that's why we went to war over there. You know, it was not a case of, you know, like what we were told that it was, which my understanding was that it was a religious thing.
Well, you always have to create the enemies, you know, and so you stir it up and bring in your reporters and capture, you know, what you need. If you have to create a boogeyman, you create a boogeyman and throw them in on the mix. But one of the things that that clip brought out to my mind when I heard it first this morning was this idea of basically of just bringing in contractors to do a lot of the government's work. And as a result of that, then the system just starts to decay further and further. And in the next clip, I think we'll find even more about that. But yeah, there's a whole gob and a bunch that has to do with international affairs when we look at accounting, and especially in the light of our current situation with the Federal Reserve Bank and their toxic waste that they call a dollar.
Uh-huh. Well, and you, the system that they're trying to impose is, you know, it's being imposed worldwide. I mean, when you're using corporations for your diplomacy, quote unquote, you're in trouble. I mean, the whole world is in trouble.
Well, it's a fascist model. There's no doubt about it. You know, corporativism, Benito Mussolini. But, you know, I really have misgivings in all of this. It's like everything that seems to be touched by this crew, they pervert. You know, if you were to strip down government to the point where you have the federal government in charge of the post office and the postal routes, for instance, and none other, or national defense and none other, and allow free market to run the rest of things, one would anticipate, and certainly I thought so back in the 80s, that if we privatized, we would get the government out of a place where they don't belong. But it seems to me that, Vicki, and I'm sure you may agree, at least, never so sure, but it seems to me that when we did that, when we did privatize, these people then, instead of having the best interest of America and a strong bottom line for all of these various power companies and things like that, they went the other way. They became cannibals, and they just went in and profiteered wherever they could and plundered and pillared like a bunch of pirates.
Well, yeah, why would we be surprised about that? They're corporations. They exist to make money.
Exactly.
And if you put them in a position to where they can destroy, I mean, cannibalize something, you know, you put a pot of gold in front of them, they're going to go after it, and they're going to eat everything in between. I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Well, you know, there is that rainbow, that rainbow of hope, you know. I don't know what it is. It's just like I wouldn't think that corporations would so loathe, despise, and detest the company that they're either headquartered in or were founded in or upon, that they would turn right around and seek to destroy the country. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But maybe there's just more to this picture, you know, than meets the eye. But what is it? Even the profit motive. I don't have anybody have a problem with somebody making profit moving parcels around like UPS and things like that. Congratulations, the efficiency model. Boy, they did a good job. But to have like UPS or anybody else, any of these corporations actually seeking to destroy the host while they're doing it just doesn't make economic sense. And it doesn't seem to make any moral sense either. I don't know.
Moral and corporation, don't ever use those in the same sentence. I mean, it's just where the real problem is in the consulting firms, I think, you know, that do the IT. They are the most corrupt businesses in the entire world, and they do not care. They don't care. There is no loyalty there. All they care about is the money. And they go for as much as they can possibly get. There is no integrity. I can't even. They're like the lowest of the low.
Well,
and I know that because I worked, and that was the business I was in.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's just the way it seems to be translating out. You know, I hate to you know, use a broad brushstroke and paint with these enormous strokes all across all government, all business, and all that. But we do have a real evil twist, I guess you'd have to say, to things, which is taking the lifeblood right out of this country. But if it were just this country, that would be one thing. But because of this Federal Reserve banking cartel, the international banksters, gangsters as some call them, this is a global takedown. So we've got a corporate takeover of America. We've got a corporate takeover of the planet. We're many years into this, but we're starting to see the real downside of it all now as it unwinds before our eyes. So we'll be back after this break, folks. We'll begin hour number two, a couple more clips, and then we've got some documents to discuss as well. These clips are fascinating. I hope you're enjoying them. We'll be right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect
perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 17th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, visiting again as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki Davis. Her website, folks, is channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, and on the homepage of that website, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link that Vicki has created, which will open up the Become Vocal Local page, and on that page, you'll find the documents that we're referring to in today's broadcast, and so far, we've been listening to audio clips. Treasury Secretary John Snow in a 2004 speech, Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Holtz Eakin, others, and we're going to continue along that line. We've got a couple more clips to play, and then we've got some documents to go into as well. We've got just about enough time to squeeze in one more clip. Let's go ahead and try and get that in. Let's see what we got. Yes, we do have. No, we don't have enough time. Just not quite enough. So, Vicki, when we come back, we're going to talk about this. Listen to this Professor Allison Stanger again from a book TV presentation on her book, One Nation Under Contract. Interesting, the outsourcing of American power and the future of foreign policy. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Your comments.
Well, what her speech, I mean, what her presentation was really was in defense of fascism. Her only problem with what's going on in the government is that there's not enough oversight. They don't have enough contract officers to oversee the contracts. So I mean, I really have no respect for this woman whatsoever. Anybody that could, from this country defend fascism, I really have no use for, no matter how it's presented.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is an unusual thing. But, you know, Vicki, what I've seen in the years that I've been following all of this is that we get people who come up through the grades, they come up through the education, they get their degree, they want to live a prosperous and meaningful life, let's say, and they get themselves embroiled and involved inside of this system, the beast system, and then rather than being whistleblowers like some of the valiant ones that have, they just acquiesce. They get inside of this this system. They like the limelight. They like the money flow. They like the lifestyle, and just become complicit in the commission of this heinous crime against the people. And if there's anything to weep over in my mind, is that it's so seductive, and that people are willing to compromise their principles for a relationship. To the point that they're willing to sell out their very birthright and transition us into this new global technocracy, this new emerging global order. So it's pretty bad news.
It may be, you know, that in the intellectual circles where they don't call things what they are, you know, maybe they can delude themselves into, you know, forgetting what they're really talking about, or, you know, maybe if they couch it in intellectual terms, they don't have to think of it in terms like fascism and the whole history of that goes along with that. but
it's so disingenuous, you know. I mean, when you're looking at something and you're like she's doing here, and she's making these what may be accurate analyses, and then as still supports the beast that is doing this, you know, to me it just doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense, and so it's nonsense in that regard. And so we'll pick it up, folks. Listen to the clip. Get into this thing a little bit deeper. We've got a lot more to go today. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned on our second hour of Tuesday's November the 17th, 2009 live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki Davis, independent researcher, our returning guest, if you would like to say so. But we're deep into a bunch of a long series, a collage, if you will, a colloquy of audio clips, giving us some basic background as to the minds behind this economic warfare and corporate takeover of America. And let's just get that clip, the next one, on deck so that we can do it right now.
With a rhetorical question, just to get us warmed up. Why do the firms who recently benefited from government handouts and loans continue to have so much power in the contemporary political system? Now, there are a lot of potential explanations floating around out there. One might be that there's some sort of Wall Street conspiracy against Main Street. Others point to the revolving door between business and government, which allows market values to reign supreme in Washington. What most Americans, however, do not realize is that one big reason that money has captured our politics is because our government, our federal government today, is but a shadow of its former self. Let me just cite one statistic for you to capture that for you. The size of the federal executive workforce in 1963 is exactly the same as it was in 2008, the same number of full-time employees. Yet in that same period of time, the size of the federal budget, in real terms, has more than tripled. That gap is at least in part filled by contractors. That we have become what I call one nation under contract means that there is no longer any vigorous and disinterested government to turn to for help. And this is not a partisan problem. Democrats and Republicans alike embraced outsourcing the work of government to the private sector whenever possible, both as a way to cut costs and as a way to chase that elusive goal of efficiency. My book focuses on just a smaller slice of what is really a much larger problem. It tells the story of how contractors came to dominate our foreign policy across the so-called 3Ds, diplomacy, defense, and development. And what it really argues, just in a nutshell, I'll give you the nutshell version first, is that the core business of foreign policy has really changed. Yet our strategies and frameworks for thinking about foreign policy have lagged behind. The result is that outsourcing as presently practiced is scandalous. But turning the clock back and reasserting top-down government control, tempting though it may be, is no solution. It's no solution because outsourcing done right can fuel both innovation and efficiency, expanding opportunities for individuals to make a difference, especially in the development realm. So we don't need insourcing.
There you go, Vicki.
Yep. Well, the fallacy in what she's saying is that these contractors, especially for services, they make their money by expanding the contract. Whereas, you know, when you're producing a product, when a corporation is producing a product, their incentive is to minimize the cost of production. And so, therefore, you know, government can contract with a manufacturer and say, we will give you cost plus. But when it's a service contract, cost plus means, you know, that they will make more money by expanding the contract, by messing things up. Because, you know, if they get messed up, then, of course, then you need more people, more money to fix it.
So they emulate government in that respect, and with we can see that in what Halliburton and Kaki and others, KBR, have done in Iraq and probably in Afghanistan as well. We outsource this process to them on a cost-plus basis. The more inefficient they can become without oversight and accurate accounting principles, the more inefficient they can become. And the more overruns and cost overruns they can, they still get not only reimbursed for all of their inefficiency, but they still get the plus on top of it.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Just for example, during the Katrina disaster, there was a load of ice that was shipped from someplace. I forget where it was. That load of ice, they kept rerouting it. And the guy ended up going thousands and thousands of miles and never delivering the ice to the people who needed it down in Louisiana. And the reason why became obvious when they looked at the amount of money that the company was being paid for the ice while it was in transit.
Right.
So they just kept it in transit.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it goes so much, you know, so much further than that. The cost plus idea is in error there, obviously. Instead of having low bid contractors and fixed contracts, the cost plus goes against us. But really, the whole idea of this reliance on contractors without oversight, as she said, that, and I don't know whether this figure was correct and accurate or not, but the size of the administrative army, if you will, the executive branch, the administrative branch of government, the number of full-time employees in 1963 being the same as it is in, what was it, 2007, 2008? When was this clip played? When was it made?
Just this last, well, within the last month.
Okay, so between 2009 and 1963, the number of employees total hasn't, full-time employees hasn't changed, but the budget has trebled. But a threefold climb from 1963 to 2009 in a budget item scarcely keeps up with inflation. So I don't what we'd have to look at is not only the budget for that, but then what services were being performed by the contractor, so we could get a real number. There seems to be a little bit of fuzzy math going on even in this presentation.
Well, not really. I mean, if you look at all the, I have a list of, actually several places on my website of the government departments. I mean, like full departments, full functions that have been taken over by contractors. And basically, we don't have a government. We have a core of a government, and but basically it's all contractors.
Well, we have agencies, and each of the agencies is an independent corporation itself, and so each of those independent corporations would have their own budget, their own accounting fraud as well opportunity there. So that figures into this, but we have a shell, if you will, of government or a form of government, but we have it without the substance of government. We just have governance. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then.
This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
We've returned once again, and so we don't want to overwhelm the audience with audio material, Vicki, but we've got a very interesting series going here. Whether we can get to the bottom of each and every one of these clips or not on today's broadcast, folks, you've got plenty of time to go back up and visit the archives, become Vocal Local. You can find access the archives right off the homepage. Just click on the show archives, click on Become Vocal Local, listen to these over again. And you can also go up onto Vicki's website, channelingreality.com, if you want to listen to these clips once or twice to get a better understanding of them. I've only listened to them once this morning, and so this is all new material to me, Vicki. But you've got another one in here. Let's try and squeeze it in, and we'll finish out the clips for today, and then we can go on to other material. But this is by Andrew Ross Sorkin from the Book TV presentation. It was a meeting in Moscow in June of 2008. Let's just listen to the clip, and then we can comment it after it plays. Here we go.
Let me tell them what it's about first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is Andrew Sorkin. He wrote this book, Too Big to Fail, about Goldman Sachs and about the Wall Street meltdowns. And this clip is from the question and answer period, and it was a most interesting question, something that I didn't know about what Goldman Sachs was up to and what Paulson was up to. So listen carefully, not only to the question, but listen to the answer and the way the guy answers, how he kind of stumbles towards the end, because it's really pretty interesting.
Okay, here we go then.
Either or, we can do both. We'll get to both.
Two questions. First, how is possible, even from point of view of propaganda, to talk about socialism, meaning Obama intention, if obviously the government just tried to save capitalism in its worst? And second question, you mentioned in your book a meeting in Moscow.
Yes.
Can you say a couple of words about this meeting?
Okay. I'm going to address the meeting in Moscow first because I'm unsure how to address the capitalism question you raised. But, you know, one of the things that I spent an inordinate amount of time looking at was this concept of the Goldman Sachs conspiracy and Hank's role as a former CEO and 30-year member of Goldman, and to the extent that there's an argument that he saved Goldman or did certain things to save Goldman to kill everybody else or what have you. And I will tell you, there are moments in the book, I would call them wincing / cringing moments, where you read it and you go, why is this happening? What is he doing? One of those is a scene in Moscow in June of 2008 at 9:30 p.m. at, I believe, the Marriott Marquis, in his hotel suite with, and you're going to die when you hear, I mean, I died almost when I first heard it, meeting with the entire board of Goldman Sachs. And left, of course, off the official calendar. And so you do say to yourself, what is he doing? By the way, just to give you the context, Goldman Sachs has a board meeting annually once a year outside of the country. They go to various what they call BRIC countries, and they had done a trip to the Middle East, and so this year they were doing Russia. It just so happened that Hank Paulson happened to be in Moscow on his own trip, and I do believe that the trips actually were coincidental, having now reported this out. The problem, if there's a problem, was that between Hank and some of the people at Goldman, they thought it would be a good idea to consider this a sort of mini social reunion. One of the officials actually, in fairness to him, called the general counsel at Treasury to ask, is this kosher? And for better or worse, the general counsel said that while he hated the optics and didn't like the way it looks, as long as it's considered a social event and no business is taking place, it is okay. So they have the meeting. Now, I will tell you, I spent so much time trying to figure out what happened at the meeting. And in fairness to everyone who was at the meeting, and I know this is very unsatisfying towards the conspiracy.
Okay, there you go. So you
sure.
Got Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson sitting, meeting in Russia with the full board of Goldman Sachs, and they get so okay from the Treasury to have this meeting, and then they sit down and they agree on certain things. Also brought in a clip is this Brazil, Russia, India, and China, the BRIC nations thing, which the whole board has of Goldman Sachs has been going around having their annual meetings in these various countries. Now, where do we go with that? I mean, that is so egregious that it's hard to believe. But as he said, they claim that it was just a social interchange, not a business meeting.
Yeah, right. Sure, I believe that. Don't you?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Bridge for sale.
Where we go with that is that the BRIC countries are the lead countries of the G20. And basically, they are dictating policy to our country at this point. And the reason that they're able to do that is because of what Clinton, Gore, Rubin. I didn't mention this before in that other Robert Rubin clip, but Robert Rubin worked for Goldman Sachs for 26 years before he was made the Secretary of the Treasury. Robert Rubin is the guy who was in charge of the Treasury when they eliminated the regulation on the banks so that they could hook up to the international system. He was the guy who headed up the IRS modernization program, you know, from 1997 onward, which I, you know, from my point of view as a systems analyst, IT person, I consider to be sabotage. He was the person who was involved with setting up the Community Reinvestment Act in its form that was set up kind of like a ticking time bomb in the law, you know, waiting to go off. And so if there's, you know, one person who really did more than Clinton himself and Al Gore himself to set up our country for the state of fascism that we're in right now, it would be Robert Rubin.
Well, it's grievous. There's no question about it. The more I found out about him and the more I look into him and the more I run across him in other places, the more you can see the corruption or the corrosion of the fellow. One of the things that has been brought out in these other clips is this idea of the revolving door. It's unmistakable, the revolving door between Goldman Sachs and our government at various levels. And that people can come into government from there or even from Monsanto or from others, go round and round inside holding one of these various offices, and then go back out into that private industry again. And on each swing of the door, they have a stronger and stronger market share. They make more and more money as a corporation. The individuals that are involved in it develop more and more of a persona and more power. And this is one of those places. I mean, we're just going to have to weld that door shut so that it's not possible. But we'll continue with this on the other side and go into some of the privatization stuff that we can go to on the other documents. But what a revelation! You know, this I've heard of that meeting in the past. By the way, it got a little bit of airtime and coverage before this. I think even before this book was put together. But anyway, folks, we'll be back right after the bottom of the hour break. Your calls are certainly welcome. 866-841-1065. Got any questions? Come on board.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And coasting into a nice long segment here, we've got another document up ready to go here, privatization, the PDF file. Again, folks, we're referring to material that you can find posted on Vicky's website. It's channelingreality.com. There's a Become Vocal Local link on the homepage. Click on that, and these docs are all right there for your use, and you can come back later and look at them at your leisure if you like. But is in regards to the privatization of national security, maybe we can get started there and then go on to where you'd like to go.
Okay, but before we do that, though, I want to say one more thing about that meeting in Moscow. This morning I found an article in the Times Online. It's a UK publication. And I'm just going to read this one little brief paragraph to you. It says, in June of 2008, Mr. Paulson went to Moscow to encourage Russian investment in the collapsing U.S. economy. Goldman Sachs' board was also in Moscow to attend a dinner with Mikhail Gorbachev. Okay, now what's the significance of that besides the fact that it, you know, sure, it was coincidence. They were all there together and they all got together just to discuss old times, you know, which that's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I don't know how many people are aware, but during the 1990s, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev came over here. He was treated like a king. He came over here, and he worked with the Clinton administration on the President's Council for Sustainable Development on the plan for the United States, for the redesign of the United States government and economy to meet the standards of sustainable development.
Exactly. That was at the Presidio, and out of that comes the Green Cross, the Green Cross organization, folks. The idea that all of this lovey-dovey with Mikhail Gorbachev was exposed in Anatoly Golitsyn's book, Perestroika and the Perestroika Deception. We talk about transparency in government. Well, that's how you translate the word perestroika. It's transparency. So it's the perestroika that we got from Mikhail Gorbachev and his bunch of greeny weenies at the Presidio in San Francisco. So pretty big stuff. There's no doubt about it. And any meeting that was taking place between Goldman Sachs and Mikhail Gorbachev certainly deserves our attention.
Especially since Mr. Paulson has been a lifelong member of the World Wildlife Federation. dot connects to dot.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you want to talk about privatization or you want to go elsewhere?
Yeah, no, let's talk about this privatization. I haven't read this whole thing because I only found this morning, too, when I was doing a search on this Professor Allison Stanger, and this report was produced by her college and the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs. And it really struck me because the privatization of national security, security really is the only true legitimate function of government. And if that has been outsourced, then you can say effectively, we do not have a government, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, definitely governments are instituted amongst men to, you know, protect the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Protection is the key. That's the reason for the institution of the government, folks. And so definitely national security, inner and outer, is a very, very large portion of all this. And anytime you get involved with Woodrow Wilson, the School of Public and International Affairs, or anything that has to do or associated with Woodrow, I'm making the world safe for democracy, Wilson, you know, you've got to have a heads up. And so this Stanger was involved in that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in producing this report and documenting it. But you can see the effects of our privatization of national security by all of the, you know, the security cameras that are going up, the fusion centers, the surveillance on the highway. None of that really is American. It's all very, very un-American. And no matter what they say about that being put there for terrorists, our borders aren't closed. I mean, you know, nothing makes sense, and nothing makes logical sense in terms of what they're doing, but it does make sense if you understand that there was an administrative coup d'etat on our government, and that what the people that in Washington, D.C., that are masquerading as being the power of government really are just puppets for the real power, which is the corporations that are running the government. And at this particular time in our history, when we need giants for leaders, we have midgets.
Absolutely. I'm dealing with the computer right now for a moment. One of the things that interested me on this particular document was these words in the document. Peter Singer distinguished between military support firms, the logisticians and the Halliburtons, military consultant firms, the trainers and advisors, that might be Blackwater, and military provider firms, the warfighters, they're definitely Blackwater. In Iraq, up to 80 firms and more than 20,000 military contractors are operating. The contractors have become a larger share of the fighting force than any other coalition member and are currently the size of an army division. Halliburton's total contracting dollars in Iraq to date, $13 billion, is alone equivalent to the total cost in current dollars to the U.S. Treasury of fighting the American Revolution, the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, and the Spanish-American War. But dropping down a little further in this, if that wasn't bad enough, Singer argues that four regulatory changes are overdue. One, proper accounting and monitoring at the Pentagon. Two, statutory limits on the role that the contractors may play, whereas now the Pentagon has, quote, strict doctrine that prohibits contractors in certain roles and yet puts them in these roles. And three, real budgetary impact studies of the terms of the contracts, and four, stronger legal instruments for abuses and malfeasance. Meanwhile, strong political lobbying, even occasional threats against those investigating the contractor field, continue making policy dialogue different. So, I mean, we can call, you know, Congress a bunch of whores. There's no doubt about that. They are that indeed. But there are so many forces that are at play in all of this. Again, the temptation to run to simplicity, I have to strongly advise against it. Making getting to an understanding of what's really going down here. This is a huge problem, and it's going to take, as it took years to build this thing, it would take years to unravel it. But unfortunately, we're coming in, behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're so right. This is so complex that you really can't just, I mean, it's tempting to just, declare things in simplistic terms, but it's nothing is that simple with everything that has been done. It's so complex, and I have to say that the people who set this up, they really were brilliant in their strategic planning. And in their execution, because the people who look like they're guilty really are just the front people, but it's really the people behind them. And one thing that I missed getting on that clip of Professor Stanger is that she said that this war in Iraq and Afghanistan is the first contractor war, which is a very interesting thing to say.
Yeah, let me just, I'm still trying to deal it. We've dropped our phone line. Let me try to get my phone bridge back in here again. on top of everything else, Vicki, I mean, you really make this broadcast has been really complex technically. Folks, you know, we do all this self-production. You know, Vicki got up early this morning and started putting all this stuff together. I certainly have been up for hours and hours myself. And so, yeah, and I still don't see that. Let's see if I can refresh this one more time. We've lost our phone bridge out of here. But anyway, we got about a minute left in this segment. Maybe I can get it back during the break. Just please continue. I've been distracted horribly.
Are you sure we're still online?
Oh, yeah.
On the air?
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's the first contractor war, which is a very kind of frightening thing. And I did listen to the hearings, and it was not only just Blackwater, but, you know, there were like three and four layers down. You know, there was one contractor that contracted with another contractor. And each one of those contractors was not only their cost, but cost plus.
Okay, we'll be back in 2 minutes, folks, 3 minutes, for the final segment of today's broadcast. I don't know if I can take your calls, but you're welcome to try it.
Mm-hmm. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, we'll just have to punt and go along. Probably won't be able to call in if you had that desire, folks. I can't seem to get the phone bridge to come up again. But anyway, Government for Profit, the next document. Vicki, you want to open that up for us?
Yeah, that was just something that I wrote that basically is summarizing my conclusion at the time that I wrote, because it was in 2007 that I wrote this, and all of my research, you know, has been piece by piece by piece, just, you know, putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and periodically I would just write kind of a summary, and that's what I wrote here, you know, is the...
Well, maybe you could give us an idea of what it is that you've written for those that are not online.
Government for Profit. And I said, while the people in this country are deeply divided on most political issues, the one thing they are not divided on is the fact that our government has become dysfunctional. We are on the verge of losing our national sovereignty as government representatives attempt to erase our borders and merge our government with Canada and Mexico. Importers are bringing products from communist China that are poisoning our children and pets, importing drugs that are contaminated and that contain no active ingredients. and the volume of imports is so great that the entire U.S. transportation system is being redesigned to accommodate the imports. American businesses are being put out of business by unfair foreign competition allowed by trade agreements written for the benefit of multinational corporations. The value of the dollar is dropping, and its position as a world reserve currency is being replaced by the euro. Government debt is skyrocketing, inflation is rising, wages are falling. We're engaged in a war in Iraq, and the warmongers want to expand it to almost the entire Middle East, and the U.S. credibility is virtually gone, and our integrity is destroyed.
And you wrote this back in 2007?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, yeah, every single thing in there is absolutely straight up, and it's all coming to pass. It's coming honest and at us as we speak in spades, there's no doubt about it. And so then in the rest of this document, it looks like you've gone back 30 years to the days of Margaret Thatcher, Ronald Reagan, oh, good old Ronnie, I'm the communitarian, great communitarian Reagan, free markets and privatization, the mantra of the day, and they were. They were.
Yes.
I remember when I was running for Washington State House of Representatives back in the day, you know, this is where I first started getting into from the Republican Party's own material and their platforms and other things, the candidate training schools, this mantra of free market and privatization. But we certainly didn't go into a free market. We went into a managed marketplace, a managed global marketplace, free trade, not a free market system, and privatization. Of course, we saw that coming on us and at us. In those days, I mean, really, one of the discussions was about the post office, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, and what might have seemed like a good idea at the time in a limited way, I mean, who knew that it would end up being what it has been, you know, where we would basically be losing our country, losing our way of life, and...
Well,
losing,
I think one of the people,
everything,
I think
basically.
One of the people that we've discussed this morning who knew, when you say who knew, I think Robert Rubin knew, you know. I think that the people at Goldman Sachs know. I would imagine that the people in the administrative branches of government and all of the a lot of the major agencies, they knew. All of this must have been on their drawing board. I mean, you got the GAO coming out and saying they're working with information that's 3 years old. But we know better than that from a planned economy standpoint. This stuff had probably been planned for 15 or 20 years, go back all the way to the time of Jimmy Carter and the forming of, you know, it was a big new Brzezinski, the forming of the Trilateral Commission. And coming forward into that, they had a very clear understanding of where they wanted to go. It just has taken them this long to get all the parts and pieces in place.
Oh, yeah. And with every administration, actually, you're right. It did start with the Carter administration, but it was the Reagan administration that where they started the mantra of free markets and privatization. And Reagan working with Margaret Thatcher. And so that's why I put it here. But you can look at each administration and look at their legislative agenda, what they accomplished, and every single administration has been working towards this goal of eliminating our national sovereignty. It's like, you know, they were enemies of our country and they were working against us.
And then you factor into this also Lawrence Summers' involvement. You know, was a Goldman Sachs person, was he not?
You know, I don't know about that. I don't know if he was or not, but
he works with one or more of the Federal Reserve banks, didn't he? I don't know that detail myself, but I do know that for years, all the way through, let's see, the last of the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, I believe he was working as the special advisor for Kofi Annan, and then it went into Ban Ki-moon's term as the United Nations Secretary General for this migration and development agenda. He's been working on opening the doors and sweeping things into place so that we could have this global plantation of workers just going from one green shoot to the next green shoot, no matter where they were on the planet. So that part of it, he definitely is up to his eyeballs in it.
I'll have to do some research on him, but it wouldn't surprise me. And you know, I know that he's been an operative for a long time, and the reason I know is because he is highly trained at speaking in a way that puts you to sleep.
Yeah, he's been through the greater school of neuro-linguistic programming, no doubt. And then, you know, his involvement with Harvard and all of that and the various think tanks. There's much to know about Lawrence Summers. He's been on my radar screen at least at a low level for years. I've just been wondering who this guy is. But there are so many others involved in this as well. So when we ask the question, you know, who would know or who would think, well, these people knew, and these people think. It's just taken us this long to figure out what's actually happened. But we are so far behind the eight ball on this one that we're having to scramble to catch up. And hopefully through broadcasts like this, we'll be able to get the material out to others. You've got a list here of links. It must be over a dozen of them here that the listeners can go up on the website, channelingreality.com, get onto this page, the Government for Hire, and look at. To get a better understanding, I certainly want to look at these after the broadcast myself, because there's a lot of material here to cover on this and future broadcasts, and we're just about out of time. But on that administrative coup d'etat, this will be a first, that we actually touched everything that you had up today. But yeah. You say here, this administrative coup d'etat, the world's greatest heist and betrayal, and it starts off a trade agreement with India having to do with knowledge, jobs, and information, technology using terrorism as the reason is a great non sequitur, and then continuing that. What do you know about this article, and why was it up on the plate today?
Well, it was up there because what I was trying to do was to lay out the steps that were gone through to execute the coup d'etat. It, you know, it wasn't just a series of coincidental debacles. It was strategically planned. They throughout the 90s, there was the strategic planning of the attack on the economy with the dot-com bubble and the accounting frauds of the corporations to cover it up. Then 9/11 and the signing of the trade agreement with India to technology transfer. But I'm not sure why they had to do that, because the corporations had already exported hundreds and hundreds of thousands of jobs.
And so as we look at all this in hindsight and retrospect, this is the last decade has been so much more than just Israeli dancing on the top of a building from a moving company, folks, that it's profound, that the insignificance of some of those things no one can take away from what happened in the live burning sacrifice in New York City and in the Pentagon incident. No one can take anything away from that. That speaks for itself. But there were still so many things, there's still so many unanswered questions that I look forward to Thursday, Vicki, having you back again. We'll keep going in on this thing deeper and deeper, and I appreciate you putting all this material together, getting up so early to do it. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I will be back again tomorrow. We'll go back again with this again on Thursday. So until then, folks, thanks for listening,
taking
and have a great day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.